sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's all.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's more delaying by Manchin. Joe Manchin. I'm deeply suspicious, quite frankly, that he is not going to vote for the soft infrastructure. We talked earlier in an earlier segment about his freelancing, trying to talk to Republican senators about rules changes, which they themselves are laughing at, saying that he's doing it because he's simply trying to take heat off himself for not being willing to lift the filibuster. But he said some things about the soft infrastructure, and that's the one we've described it as the $1.75 trillion. Started out at about $3.5, got whittled down. Sometimes it's referred to as $2 trillion, depending on how you allocate some appropriations. But let's call it the soft infrastructure. That would be the child tax credit, child care, Medicare, and Medicaid enhancement, and so forth. Schumer and Pelosi and Biden very much want to see that passed and signed by Biden before January 1. The reason for that is the closer you start getting to the next year towards the election, people get cold feet and you want to seize the moment. You know, when you buy or sell a house, people are all excited one way or the other. You can get the deal done. There's a certain amount of enthusiasm. When that enthusiasm wanes, it really makes it problematical. But here's some of the things that Manchin has been saying. He says he doesn't like the child tax credit. The child tax credit will expire December 31. Be very, very hard to reinstate it. If we can pass this soft infrastructure now and extend it, that's one way it's going to get extended going forward. That provides $300 a month for every child under 5 and $250 a month for every child between 5 and 17. And all of the data shows that it's being spent for groceries and daycare and for rent. There are a lot of people, as a result of COVID, who either lost their jobs or they have a minimum wage job and they can't afford some of those things. Manchin saying that he doesn't want that. Manchin says, and it's true, we've spent $5.4 trillion on the pandemic so far, and he doesn't want to spend any more. Well, when you say, I don't want to spend any more, he can't be just talking about the child tax credit. I think he's talking about the whole thing. I really do. I think he's talking about the whole thing. If he thinks 5.4 is our limit, what about 1.75 more? He throws cold water on all these things. Whenever anybody brings it up, he looks very solemn and he goes, oh no, oh no. When a guy drags like that, he looks like a basset hound with the big sad eyes. I don't see him voting on this thing by January 1. To be candid, I don't see him voting on it at all. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's a reply to David. You know, I'm just kind of coming into it this morning that I just saw a little article, you know, what Russian media is saying. I looked, you know, kind of looked into it, and apparently this Colonel Douglas McGregor, who was a high in the Defense Administration for Donald Trump, was on Russian media talking about how, you know, that Biden was kind of ignoring Russia's interests and what the heck is that going on. And Trump is apparently 2 weeks before, you know, the summit that Biden had. Trump was on Russian media talking about how, you know, Ukraine should and Russia should, you know, take care of themselves and just, you know, the United States should kind of stay back from it. I mean, that, like you have said, that Donald Trump, you know, was servile to the Russians, you know, that everything is and history is just being, it's like it's just erased. It's like it doesn't exist anymore. That, you know, yesterday doesn't exist. That, and yes, we've made mistakes in the past, probably, you know, and diplomatically over there. That, but all we have to go from now is what we the cards we were dealt now. I mean, and everybody should remember going back to that meeting between Putin and Trump in Helsinki there, where Trump was just, you know, all but kissing, you know, on his knees, you know, publicly kissing Donald, you know, Putin's ring. I mean, Trump was just extremely servile. And how do we catch up with that? Because, you know, that, and there's a whole cadre of Republicans now that apparently think Russia is should be our ally, and we should, you know, ignore our NATO allies and the rest of the world just to, you know, to climb into bed with Russia. And like you have said, I mean, in the past, that Putin wants to reactivate the Soviet Empire. I mean, he's upset that the Soviet Empire collapsed because he was KGB, but in fact, now that he is a rich man, and all his rich buddies are rich, his buddies are rich as well. That's not simply not enough for them, him, and his cadre. They want to reactivate a dominant, you know, Soviet Union, and that, how are we supposed to, you know, that is Biden supposed to go over there and I'll say, oh yes, Vlad, you know, you're so right here. You know, take what you need out of the Ukraine. We'll just turn our back on that and turn our back if you decide to take the Baltic states. And yes, Russia has been dominant in that region for several centuries, but that's no reason to abandon people that have become our allies and want to have independence and liberty.
Right. Right. You know, look, Russia is a slave state, and so is China. Whenever you have a communist society like China, or in Russia that had been a communist society, and now it's an organized crime society, the people basically have no rights. I mean, Putin wants to kill somebody, he just has them killed. And remember, one time, one of the Russian submarines sank, and they had 36 hours of air right when he took over as president, and he was on vacation. And our Navy, the U.S. Navy, and the Swedish Navy offered to raise the submarine because we had the technology and Russia didn't. And he said, Russia will raise its own submarines. The U.S. and Sweden are forbidden to do it. And he stayed on vacation. And they kept losing oxygen. They were down to 12 hours, and the mothers were begging Putin. And he came back from vacation. They'd all died. They all died. He doesn't care. It's a slave society. People in Ukraine do not want to be slaves. People in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, they don't want to be slaves. They don't want Russia. And Russia is using a gimmick. They'll say, oh, there are people on our border who speak Russian, although they're in those countries, and they like us, so we're going to go in and liberate them. That's what Hitler did in the Sudetenland. That's what Hitler did. He said they're ethnic Germans in what was the Czechoslovakia, and so I'm going to go in to protect them. From what? From what? They were citizens of these places. Everybody was doing great and got along. It's a fake. He's not doing it to protect anybody. Putin, like Hitler, is saying, and then they'll say, well, they're provocations. They're about to attack me. That's how Hitler invaded Poland in 1939. He didn't say, I'm just going to go in. He says, they attacked us. And he lied about it. And no one, where'd they attack us? Well, I don't have to explain. And he went in. That's what Putin's doing. That's what Putin's doing. I think you're right that Putin, he has plenty of money now, but he has to do something. He's a gas station attendant. That's all he is. He runs a gas station. He's meaningless. He's a barnacle on the behind of humanity. He's a cipher. And he wants to do something historic and be Peter the Great again, or whoever the hell he thinks he is. We're going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She goes.